speaking now with Junior Paul C. R. Lawn, who is a member of Senate. Paul, you're also a member of LCA. I understand that LCA is supporting this demonstration. Is that true?
That's correct. LCA felt that the legislative channels had been blocked for too long and felt that this was the best way of mobilizing student support. As you'll recall, during the campaign, we laid a great deal of stress on the mobilization of student support so that the Senate proposals can get a great deal of support. And this is one of the best ways of doing it, of course. This is a way the faculty and administration will know that students are serious in their proposals and that the Senate is represented of what students want.
Certain leaders have recommended that perhaps after today, if student demands are not met, and it seems it would seem to be a little bit optimistic on our part to think that they would be met tomorrow at the meeting, that a certain amount of escalation would be made in our tactics. Do you think that LCA and particularly your followers, followers of LCA, would be willing to take part in more coercive demonstrations?
Yes, I think so. I think if we don't get any response, particularly if we don't get our apartments proposal through, if we don't get the fourth co-op, I can see where more coercive forms, what you might call escalation, sit-ins, whatever is decided, might well be in order. Students have fought for these things for a long time now, ever since I've been on the campus, and it just seems like the more evolutionary means haven't been working. And when this takes, when this is the case, we feel that more revolutionary means are in order.
Thank you very much, Junior Paul Long. Last time I went to the president's house, it wasn't this quiet. It was, I believe, 2 weeks ago, wasn't it, Paul? When was the panty raid?
Oh, that was about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I wasn't there for that. The Vietnam meeting was held that night.
Yeah, it was not nearly this. Was not nearly this quiet. We're being quiet now under pressure. I will admit the crowd has been instructed to be quiet. Now the crowd is being instructed to stay out of the street by the flash, which is going by with its flash. The police car, which is going by with its flasher flashing. That, by the way, is the noise emanating from the police car. It's a little bit strange that the police should be so concerned about clearing the streets because there are no other cars within sight on the street. It may just be a principled stand on the part of the police department. As a matter of fact, the police car is going through the crowd. Now, this is, may I step down from my objective podium and state here that it seems to me that perhaps it's safety advantages of clearing the streets are somewhat negated by the action of the police car roaring through a mob of students.